MSCSports.net for those scores. But for right now, with Holton winning, they actually are now tied with Royal Valley for fourth place. They are now both 5-6. And Sabetha, they are hosting an Invitational this Saturday. Those, of course, are non-league matchups. But then coming up this next Tuesday, it will be Hiawatha. They're going to be at Riverside. So they're trying to hold on to that number two spot. Holton is going to be at Jefferson West. That'll be their final triangular. And Sabetha, they're going to be in just a match against Royal Valley. That is not a try. So Sabetha has just a couple more opportunities left, not as many as someone behind them like Royal Valley or Holton. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all shapes out.
Of course, everybody's just been chasing Nemaha Central all season. They've kind of been the team to beat and ranked number one in the state, rightfully so. And for these two teams getting ready to play, Sabetha and Hiawatha, of course, they're in the same sub-state with Nemaha Central, so they know they're going to have to play some really good volleyball here down the stretch. You know, I think both these teams have done a good job this year. Obviously, they have overall winning records, and both the teams had quite a bit to replace. We talked about in our first match, Sabetha only having three seniors, and Hiawatha had a ton of rebuilding to do. You know, this is a team that came out, was able to win a Big Seven League championship a year ago in volleyball and get there with a great basketball season as well. But a lot of new faces, and it's great to see the program be able to sustain the success that they had kind of built over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. They've been able to recuperate, and they have been able to rebuild and reload. And it'll be interesting to see how Hiawatha does. They are wearing pink here this evening in honor of what's going on here tonight with Holton. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. As I'm sure you all know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month as we continue to try to stop this horrible disease that's really just impacted pretty much everybody in the entire world. I mean, it's a great little cause that we have here tonight here in Holton. So Holton and Hiawatha, or excuse me, rather Sabetha and Hiawatha coming up next. Sabetha has switched to their gray uniforms, and we are about to get this thing underway for match number two of the evening. Sabetha just trying to escape out of here with a single match under their belt. Again, trying to hold on to number three in the Big Seven. And as you mentioned, Nemaha Central, they are not only the number one team in Class 2A, they're the, of course, they're atop the Big Seven, and they get to host the regional, so a big advantage in that area as well. All right, so here we go. They're going to shake hands, and we're going to get this thing underway. Looking forward to it. Match number two of the evening, Hiawatha and Sabetha.
One thing that could help the Blue Jays is getting off to a little better start. You know, in the first couple games, they were down 3-1 and 7-3, and then they were down 4-0. So they're a little more warmed up and maybe settled into the night than Hiawatha. I think if I'm Coach Stevie for the Blue Jays, I'm talking to the girls about a quick start. Come out, try to set the momentum here early on in this contest.
Absolutely. That's something they were not able to do in that first match, and coming out quick is going to be crucial. We talked about Sabetha's struggles in that first match with trying to get their sets down and get everything timed correctly. They also struggled returning their the serves from Holton, as some of those were just so well placed. Can hardly have a better match than Holton did in terms of serving the ball. So we'll see if Sabetha can get some of those things corrected. And some of those are just all mental, so see if they can kind of shake those demons here in this second match.
Quick reminder, and I'm also asking for your forgiveness in advance, because we're doing the live stream. You can watch video of this KNCA broadcast on the channels for Sabetha and Holton and Hiawatha by going to MSCSports.net, clicking Listen Live. The reason I'm apologizing is that I got the scoreboard up and going. I'm going to try to keep the scoreboard, but I guarantee you I'm going to forget a couple times to put up a point.
All right, and away we go. It is going to be Hayden serving, and we are underway, setting it up for Simmons. Nice dig by Schmelsley. She had a couple great digs in that last match against Holton. Little tip set by Delaney, and a kill down from Abby Elfner. As we take a look at our starters, first for Hiawatha, we Josie Delaney, as well as Maddie Simmons, Anika, rather Annika Reschke, Sutton Diller, and Abby Elfner. And as for Sabetha, Mary Lukert, Aubrey Schmelsley, Callie Scobie, Jessica Gruber, Alexia Hayden, and Aaron Bolt. Return on the serve by Delaney. Setting it up is Morey. It will tip over, and nice dig to back over to Sabetha's side. Another opportunity for the Blue Jays. Partially blocks the net. Miscommunication at the back line. That time by Diller and Addison Williams, who is in the game. She is listed as the JV, the 5'5 freshman, getting some time here on varsity. So it is quickly 1-1. Sabetha with another serve coming up from Aaron Bolts, the 5'11 sophomore. He left the game briefly due to a head injury. Slammed against the court, but obviously okay. Playing here in this one. Return on the hit from the Redhawks. One sent back by Lukert. Good dig. Redhawks sending it back over. Getting to her knee, getting it over is Aubrey Schmelsley. and a violation against Hiawatha, against Sabetha and Hiawatha to take a 2-1 lead.
Really nice dig there by Sutton Diller of Hiawatha. She's one of five seniors on this Hiawatha team, girls that have been waiting in the wing for their opportunity and making the most of it here this season.
Melania set to serve, and now the official holding up play, and you have the university ball coming onto our court. Again, the ball has some pink on it. That is a part of our breast cancer awareness senior night. As Delaney will serve it back underway. Return is by Schmelzley and a lift against Sabetha. Hiawatha gets their second straight point. It's 3-1.
So the two Williams sisters, I understand, we had a jersey switch because Williams is playing the libero, and with the pink jerseys, they didn't have all the different numbers. So it's Bryn Williams, not the freshman Addison, in there for Hiawatha. Brindley libero for the Lady Redhawks.
All right, so Simmons sends it over for Hiawatha. Now an opportunity for Lukert, and a dig by Williams, but goes out of bounds. So the kill down for the Blue Jays, and they get 3-2. Expect this one to be pretty even, just because where these two teams are on the scoreboard. But more importantly, it's going to be some good volleyball here in this match, I would expect.
I think teams that obviously know each other from a couple previous matchups, so know what to do and what it takes to come out on top.
Set by Delaney, sent over. Nice dig on the back line by the Blue Jays. They'll send over a free ball, though, to Hiawatha. Send this one up. Nice block at the net as Delphiner tried to get it over to the back line. A dig, setting this one up. This time for Simmons, the back line. Nice job getting it back and keeping it alive by Aaron Boltz of Sabetha. Hiawatha, another opportunity, trying to tie this one up, and that one down for the kill. Abby Elfner, the 6'1 junior, the tallest player on the squad, gets a kill.
Yeah, and it's pretty evident that Hiawatha kind of wants to run their offense through Elfner when she's up on that front line. She's got the size, and that time we saw what she could do with it.
She'll be on the back line. She served this one. Setting it up, not a great pass. Scobie sends it over. Hiawatha, an opportunity at the net. Sending it to the back line, to the libero for the Blue Jays. And that one's stuffed in the net by Scobie. So Hiawatha gets another point. And it's now 5-2 Redhawks.
Seems like this will be an advantage for Sabetha to make a little hay here with Elfner on the back row. Hiawatha not nearly as tall there up front.
Absolutely, but she did get a good serve down. But Sabetha's able to just barely return it. From beyond the attack line, Elfner sends it over to the Sabetha side. And for Lukert, she sends it to the back line. Kept alive by Delaney. She'll set one up for Simmons, and she'll get the kill on the back line. Bolt's unable to dig it out.
Maddie Simmons and Annika Reschke, just a couple of the underclassmen playing for Hiawatha on the varsity court for Coach Brenda Stevenmorgan this year.
Another serve by Elfner. This one's set up. Nice job, but good job getting out of the way, but it is down for a kill, I believe. Lukert got it down in that back right corner.
Yeah, those line judges, they always tell those line judges, stand like right just a couple inches off the line. That one almost hit the shoes of the Holton AD. Brandon Giltner is doing the line judging, but just barely in.
Blocked at the net, but it is down on the Sabetha side, and a kill for Maddie Simmons. Quick point, Hiawatha, as they have been able to capitalize on those so far. They lead 7-3, up by 4 in set number 1. Served by the 5'6 sophomore, Maddie Simmons. Set up, and looking to get one for Lukert again. Nice dig in the back corner by Simmons. They'll send it over, and not before four hits by Hiawatha, so Sabetha gets the point.
So tough to determine sometimes, unless you're that official that's up in the chair, whether, you know, it was blocked or whether it just hit the net and didn't go over. Like, was it touched by the other team? It's such a tough call sometimes there at the net.
It sure is. Stormley gets it over to the Sabetha side. Now Bolts will send one over, and it's down for a kill. Again, setups haven't been great for the Blue Jays, but taking advantage as the senior, excuse me, the sophomore, beg your pardon, plays like a senior, able to get it over and down for a kill. Back line, tough return, and Simmons couldn't get it. It's going to be an ace. Lukert puts Sabetha back within one. It's 7-6. Another try by the 5'8 senior, and Simmons with a return. And it's a little bit too far out in front. It goes over the net and down for another Sabetha point.
Well, Blue Jays down early by 3 and 4 points, but found a way to tie it up here and a chance to continue some momentum.
And avoiding Simmons this time on the serve and sending one up and trying to send it down for the Redhawks was Diller. And Hiawatha escapes with a point. It's now 8-7. So unable to come all the way back and get the lead, but Redhawks, certainly the momentum has shifted towards the Blue Jays here. Leah Rygaard into the game, the freshman. That's on the C team for the Hiawatha roster. He'll tip over. And able to get it over is Delaney. Sending one up. Reschke into that corner. Sabetha's all over it. Send a free ball over, though, as Scobie has to send it over to the Hiawatha side. Sending one up for Diller. That one's partially blocked. Sabetha keeps it alive. Good job by the Blue Jays. They're trying to be on the aggressive now. Right over the net. And meeting it is Hiawatha. Partially blocked, and that one is going to be back on the Hiawatha side. Diller couldn't quite get it through the hands of a couple of Blue Jays on the far side. So it's 9-7 Hiawatha. Rygaard, another serve. Goes to the backside, kind of an awkward return by Scobie. And it's sent over on the second hit. And a violation called against the Blue Jays. So three straight points now for the Red Hawks.
Worked so hard to get it back tied up and a couple unforced errors. Hiawatha's back in control.
Another tough return by Sabetha. They'll send over a free ball now. Answer Hiawatha to capitalize. Thing went up to the near side, to the far side by Diller, and she gets the kill. Oh, no, it's actually
an over.
Yeah, it was a violation, my mistake. So it will be Sabetha point. Smelsley to serve it. Back line looking for Simmons. But the set is Delaney, and a little bit too strong that time from Reschke, the 5'7 sophomore. A little bit too far out in front of her, and as a result, wasn't able to get that forward spin on it. Smelsley again with the serve to the libero. That's Williams. Another try by Diller from the back line. Sabetha now with an opportunity. Turning one down. Bolt can't get it down. Simmons, nice dig. And this one is good for Sutton Diller, the senior, with the kill on the back near side.
Just a great spot there. It seems like there's always more success as a spiker if you're able to get it across the court instead of just straight ahead. And of course, they're trying to look as they approach where they want to try to place the volleyball. But more often than not, you go across the net, kind of catch the defense a little bit off guard.
Reschke with the serve. Sabetha with a clean return. Setting this one up for Bolt. Just tips it over. Simmons ready for it. Another chance. This one blocked by Diller, or from Diller, I should say. But falls down on the Sabetha side out of bounds. Another point for Hiawatha. Now up by three. Kind of keeping the Blue Jays from distance right now as we enter the middle portion of set number one.
So fun to watch players like Diller that are only 5'6", but they have such an incredible vert what they're able to do at the net.
Absolutely. Bolt sends one to the back line. Tough return from Reschke. Keeps it alive, and it's set over free ball by Elter, but it almost gets down over to the Hiawatha side now. Chance for Diller, and it is down near the attack line on the near side. That's so well done from the attack line on the far side. Nice right-hand wipe.
Yeah, really good. Catching the defense off guard. I think they were kind of out of place. Anything thought it was going to go out of bounds. Great job by Sutton.
Knuckleball serve, no spin on that one, but returnable for the Blue Jays. Struggled with that last match against Fulton. Hiawatha has a attack coming from Diller. It's just sent over, and now Bolt from it near out of bounds sends it back to Hiawatha and get it high above the net, but a nice dig on the return by Lukert as Diller couldn't quite get it down. Simmons with a nice dig on the back line. Diller again, a dig from Sabetha's Schmelsley, and Bolt sends one into the net. Couldn't really set her up a couple feet in front of the attack line, and Hiawatha gets another point, and they have now scored five of their last seven. It's 14-9, Hiawatha here in set number one. Reschke with the service. Falling to her knee, Scobie to return it, and we're going to have to do this play over as the ball is squirted into our court from the JV side as they're starting to prepare for their next match. We'll do it again. Reschke from the middle of the court to the back line. Lukert, not a great return. And that sets up a free ball. Come back over to Hiawatha's side. Returned by Rygaard. Set up by Delaney and set down, but returnable for Sabetha. Job on the kill. Another free ball sent over. The Hawks trying to capitalize yet again. Diller. That one's blocked, but down out of bounds on the Sabetha side. And Diller, yet another kill. Senior, as you said, 5'6". She really gets up there.
Yeah, working that front right corner very nicely. Getting a lot of good pop on every hit.
Return just gets to that front line, but the second hit at the net, and it's going to be a lift called against Sabetha. So difficult to scramble in those situations when the ball isn't that much force on it. Try to move it without lifting it. Didn't do it there. Reschke sends it to the Blue Jays side, and that's going to be an ace. Bad return by Schmelzy that time. It hit her
it started with kind of miscommunication. It was like her and Luker, a little bit of indecisiveness. And man, in volleyball, if you have to wait just a split second to, make a decision, it can throw the timing out of whack for the whole entire sequence.
Absolutely. So Coach Stevie will call a timeout for Sabetha. We'll go and keep it right here because sometimes these timeouts don't quite go the full length. So we'll keep it right here, get you ready for what's coming up next between Holton and Hiawatha. Looking forward to this one because Hiawatha mentioned they are just a half game out of first place in the Big 7 standings despite the Thunder being so dominant this season. However, Holton right now is playing championship-level volleyball with how they were able to basically almost have no mistakes in the first match. So they will take on a very good Hiawatha team coming up who's playing very good here in this first set as they lead Sabetha 17-9. And they will have the service yet again, which they have scored now 12 of the last 14 points. Or 10 of the next 12 points has been won by the Redhawks. So here we go again. Reschke on the serve. It was set up by Scobie. And partially deflected and down for a kill by Jessica Gruber, the 5'10 senior. Haven't called her name much here in this match. He made quite the impact in the first match. We'd love to get her the ball more. She is the second tallest player on this squad, only behind Aaron Bolt. She right now is on the bench. Oh, nope, just missed her. She's in them right now. Setting this one up for Elsner, partially deflected, and over to the Sabetha side. Hard to block one of her spikes, but they do so. Here's Diller with a try now. Returned by Sabetha. Backward set in an awkward spot for Scobie, but she gets it down as it's just along the net. And they're going to say a violation, and Coach Stevie not happy with the call.
And they said it wasn't inside the antenna. It was really tough. She was not out of bounds over there in the far side. Coach Stevie maybe wins this battle. Now the chair official is going to say a jump ball and a point replayed. And I don't know if he's going to get much of an argument. That was a great job just to give that ball a chance to stay in play and get over the net there for the Jays.
And that really was an excellent hustle play. Coach Stephen Morgan is not really trying to get this all overturned.
So this is all my fault. We mentioned in our pregame that, you know, Hiawatha, like Holton, wearing pink tonight for the pink out night, so they're playing along. But because of the pink jerseys, they got a couple numbers that aren't the same as what are in their program and what they've been wearing for numbers all season long. And this is on me because I went down and got the starters, but I didn't pay close enough attention that some of the numbers were changed for the girls. So we'll get it right here. But I think we were saying 17 was Malia Reigart. It's actually Grace Morey, a senior, wearing 17. And I think that's the only other one we messed up besides getting the Williams sisters messed up there for a moment. But different numbers for these girls tonight. That's on me. Sorry, Jared.
not a problem. As we get back underway, Sabetha with a serve. And Elsner tries to get one down, but Sabetha's all over it. Opportunity for the Blue Jays along the back line. It's down for a kill again. Just get the ball to Jessica Gruber. She can do so well right on that Holton logo. And it's now 17-11. So now Sabetha, after losing 10 of the last 12, gets two straight. Hayden to serve, puts it right down the middle, brushes the net, and goes over to the Sabetha side on just the second hit. Opportunity, and it's all over, or Grace Morey gets all over it. Sabetha gets it back, an opportunity for Bolt. Bolt is too long. That's trying to go to that back corner again. She's been so good at that so far this season, but this time unable to get it down. Diller to serve, Elfner along that front line. Here it comes. Turned by Lukert. Hit up in the air by Gruber and sent over. Hiawatha all over it. And blocked at the net on the attempt is Simmons, and it goes out of bounds on the Hiawatha side, and the Redhawks get the point. They just have so many weapons along that front. Doesn't matter who it is. Two of the three are going to be able to make really good play. Lukert with the return. Backward set for Bolts and gets it down for the kill.
As they say, it was just out. The two officials didn't really agree on it. Line judge here on the near side, I believe, said, yeah, it's on the line.
That was very close. Hard to tell, but Sabetha does get the point. It's 19-12 in favor of Hiawatha. Bolts to serve. Back corner for Morey returns it. Set up from Delaney's, had a nice day so far, and tipped over to Sabetha. Now a chance for Lukert on the back line. Nice dig by Bryn Williams. A fantastic job by Sabetha to keep this play alive. On the back line, and it's out of bounds, hit over by Lukert, and just 5 points away from winning 7-1 is Hiawatha.
One of those sports that momentum is so key, it seems like. I mean, you can ride some momentum and really get some separation and a comfortable lead in this sport.
Absolutely. Delaney with the serve. And this will be not a free ball. That was a fantastic job on the back line. And they get a kill. What a job by Bolt near the corner, setting this one up for Lukert, who gets the kill. I mean, what a fantastic pass that was from the second and third hit. So difficult. Seems like it was out of play. Seems like it was going to have to be a free ball sent over, but they were able to get a good shot at 20-13. Service from Gruber. And now Elsner tries to get one down, but a fantastic dig by Bolt on the back line. Stepping into one, unable to get it down with Scobie. Hiawatha with the try coming up. Partially blocked. Simmons going for it. Now a try coming up on the near side by Lukert and gets it down for a kill. Lead now at 6 for Hiawatha.
He's had a great game. A kill from the back line, and that time a little closer to the net, but a couple really nice hits by Lukert for the Jays.
So Gruber now to serve it. Momentum starting to shift. On her knees, Williams with the return. Hiller sends it to the back line. Returned by Bolt. Bang this one up. And from beyond the attack line, hit over by Scobie. Bang this one up for Elfner. Blocked at the net, but back over to the Hiawatha side. Another try by Elfner. That one is down for a kill. Been a while since Elfner was able to get one down, but the junior finally able to land one. It's now 21-14. And she will serve it now. It'll be Reschke up front. Simmons is up there as well. That is a poor Scobie in return. Back line, Elker, and a free ball sent over. If it stays in, Diller gets it down, putting Sabetha in a bit of a tough spot. Hiawatha all over that attempt. Good dig on one knee, but it is a little too far this time by Durier, the libero. Goes into the net. It's now 22-14. 3 points away from winning this first set are the Red Hawks. Sabetha just trying to avoid going 0-2 here this evening. And the back side, and that is too strong on the first try from Sabetha on that point. It was Schmelzley sent along on the near side. It's now 23-14. Another serve coming for Elfner. Bolt put it too far in front of the net, and sending it down with ease for Hiawatha was Reschke after Bolt sent that return just a little bit too far in front over the net.
And you're returning a serve, and it goes over the net. That's usually not a good sign.
Absolutely. And it's set point number one. Bolt with the return. Set this one up again for Scobie, and she puts one in the middle of the court. Nobody there for Hiawatha. And it'll be set point number two as Blue Jays win that point. It's now 24-15. Down to their final point of the set. Serve. Return. Back line by Williams. Set this one up. And that one, nice dig. Reschke couldn't quite get it down for the Red Hawks. Opportunity now for Lukert. Partially deflected over to the Hiawatha side. They send it over on the second try to Sabetha's side. Bolts from the back line sends it, and Williams able to dig it out. Now a try is going to be saved as Simmons had a fantastic put on it, but Sabetha was ready. Now a try goes too far this time by Twombly. And another point for Sabetha. And again, it's something about these last points of the set. Sabetha's done so well in these rallies, but not quite able to get enough steam early in the three sets to make it possibly a closer match. Backwards tap for Simmons. Blocked to the net. Back to the Hiawatha side. Simmons able to regather. Diller's blocked at the net again. This one slides along the net on the Sabetha side and goes out of bounds. And that will be the end of set number one. So Hiawatha wins 25-16 in set number one. And we'll go ahead and step aside for a break for a few minutes, and we'll come back with set number two. Again, Hiawatha wins set number one, 25-16. You're listening to our coverage of this Holton Triangular on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is Kansas Land Country.
All right, set number two about to get underway. Jared Sloppy alongside Justin Fluka. Justin, your thoughts on that first set?
I just felt like Tabatha could never really get on a run, could never really build some momentum. Had a couple times when they played fairly well. They kind of came back and tied it at 7-7 there. But once Hiawatha retook the lead after 7-7, boy, they were up 17-9. Went on like a 12-2 run there to really take control. And Hiawatha, as you mentioned a couple times, just too many different weapons at the net, and they didn't have many errors, and also did a good job digging in the back row. Not many balls that were able to find the floor on Hiawatha's side of the court there for their first set coming out here tonight.
Should be noted that if Hiawatha wins both of their matches tonight, they will actually, for a brief moment, they'll leapfrog Nemaha Central, be in first place, which we don't know how Nemaha Central is going to be doing, but until we find out, you can say Hiawatha's in first place. That is, of course, they take care of business here this evening. It'll be Hiawatha serving to start things out. It'll be Sutton Diller, the 5'6 senior, sending it. We're back underway. Return by Scobie, sent over by Gruber. Opportunity for Simmons on the back line. Too strong for Maddie Simmons of Hiawatha, and Sabetha gets the first point of the set. Not too often that Sabetha has been able to get off to a good start for all three of their sets so far. Trying to turn that around here with their fourth set of the day and try to keep themselves alive here. Set by Delaney for Simmons again. That one stuffed at the net. Back to the Hiawatha side. Another try for Simmons. She'll just try to tip it over. Nice job by Sabetha to be ready for it, but unable to keep it alive as Gruber. And it'll be a point for Hiawatha. It's tied 1-1. Delaney, the 5-4 senior setter, will go ahead and send it over from the middle of the court. A little bit of spin on it. Turn on the back line by Bolt. Sent over along the back line, this time by Luker. Tip over by Elfner, and it'll be a lift called against Hiawatha and Sabetha. A quick 2-1 lead.
I feel like for Sabetha, it all starts with their first hit. I just feel like that first pass needs to be a lot better. Too many times they haven't been able to get a nice, easy set and that spike attempt, and a lot of times the first pass kind of leaves the Blue Jays scrambling a bit and out of sync.
Yeah, certainly. Suddenly on the return, staying over is Simmons on a bump. Backward set for Scobie, and that one is returned by Williams. Good job keeping that alive, but it's going to be a free ball sent over to Sabetha. An opportunity for the Blue Jays to tie it up if they can get a little dunk down, and good job being ready for it on the dig by Simmons, and sending one up for Elfner, who puts it down for a kill.
On a spike like that, I don't know how you get underneath that. I mean, just he's got that height and putting the hammer down, and it wasn't deep. I mean, there's just little reaction time to try to get underneath that hit by Elfner.
She will serve it here on this next point as we are tied 2-2. Opportunity for Lukert, and unable to return it is Elfner, and Lukert, senior, with the kill for Sabetha. They now have a 3-2 lead.
I felt like when Sabetha was playing their best in the first set here of this match, it was when Lukert was able to get some, you know, attack opportunities. And she had a couple really nice hits. She gets another one there. Maybe they can get her more involved or get her set up more to help keep the Blue Jay offense on track.
5'8" is senior Mary Lukert trying to get her going. Set is up by Delaney. We'll tip over and, oh, what a good job to keep that alive. No lift is called. They'll keep it alive. Hiawatha was looking for a lift call. They're not going to get it. We play on. Scobie, partially deflected. It's down for a kill. And still, Sutton Diller, the senior, asking for a lift. Everyone's asking for a lift, including head coach Brenda Stephen Morgan.
Yeah,
for an explanation there.
It was like a pinball. It hit three Sabeth individuals. I think it caught a shoulder and a chest and an arm or something, and somehow popped over the net. And that's what Hiawatha was complaining about. The Blue Jays never had a clean hit, got it back over, and Hiawatha thought there should have been a lift call.
The back line, Williams keeps it alive as her teammates told her not touch it. She makes a mistake and was able to get much on the return. It's going to be an ace. And like you were saying, I think because it was kind of, she had her hands kind of underneath it.
Right.
And she kind of, she did, looks like to me she lifted it up, but not getting the call. And Sabetha now at 5-2. Serve return by Simmons. That is on by Delaney. Back to Simmons. And a nice one-handed stab at it on the back line for Sabetha. Return by Williams. Put on by Delaney. And Simmons just tips it over and she gets it down in front of a sliding Alexia Hayden for the kill.
That little dig that we saw there, I mean, that's just all kind of vision and being able to read the defense and knowing when you can get away with a hit like that.
Return by Duryea. That is up from Hayden and down Lukert. Good job by Simmons to return it. Picked over by Diller. Back on the Blue Jays, just tipping it back to that back line. Diller can't quite get that one down either. Duryea with the dig. Luker partially deflected at the net. Redhawks now an opportunity. Tipping it over. Blocked. And couldn't get it down with Reschke. And Hiawatha tries to scramble to keep it alive. They cannot. And now Sabetha up 6-3. This is the biggest lead they've had at this point in any of their sets.
Yeah, playing well. Both teams are doing a good job right now. It seems like it's getting a piece of the ball at the net on those block attempts. Getting just enough of it to give their defense a good chance.
Not a great return. They'll send a free ball over. If they can get it over, they do so. Opportunity for Sabetha. Chance now for Schmelzley, but Hiawatha ready for it. Simmons with the dig. And that one blocked. Diller blocked, but it goes out of bounds on the Hiawatha side. So Hiawatha does get the point. I feel like Sabetha in this match, as opposed to the first match, is doing a lot better at the net in getting their hands on some of these kill attempts. And we've seen that especially here in this second set. Opportunity for Sabetha after the serve. Partially blocked and down for a kill is Mary Luthert yet again, like you were saying, Justin, talking about how aggressive she is up in front.
Yeah, Luthert's been doing well. You know, the crazy thing about this sport is that whenever there's a deflection, or even more so whenever the ball hits the net, you just have no idea what it's going to do. I mean, it may roll across it. It may just drop and fall. It may kind of spin a few feet off the line. Just never know when that ball hits the net where it's going.
Sabetha with it is both sent to the back line. Return by Simmons. Tip down is by Diller. And it is going to be down for Hiawatha, and they get yet another point. In that one, it's now 7-5 in favor of the Blue Jays. Again, big matchup between the second and third ranked teams in the Big Seven. Hiawatha 9-1, Sabetha 7-5. Sabetha on the return on the serve. Bolts to the back line, gets it down in between a couple of Redhawks for a kill.
Sabetha's got the best rhythm, I think, that we've seen him maybe have all night here so far in this second game.
On the serve will be Aubrey Schmelzley for the Blue Jays. Back line to a Grace Morey for Hiawatha. Elkner partially blocked at the net, but it gives back over to the Blue Jays' side. Bolt gets one down. That was actually Gruber. Gets one down for a kill on the Houghton logo.
Biggest lead, I think, for the Blue Jays matched here. 4-point advantage. So important as they're down a game in this match to try to keep the pressure on Hiawatha here in set two.
Redhawks won the first set 25-16. Bending over, returning is Williams. And at the net, Hiawatha can't get it over. Another mistake from the Redhawks. It's now 10-5. Timeout is going to be called by Coach Stephen Morgan, and we'll take it with them. You're listening to volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join GN Bank in Horton this Friday from 11:30 to 1 for a community appreciation free lunch. Swing by our drive-thru where you will find our staff serving a delicious pulled pork lunch that can be enjoyed on the go. We hope to see you Friday, the 14th, from 11:30 to 1 at GN Bank, 110 East 8th Street in Horton. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is Kansas Land Country.
Big 7 volleyball between Sabetha and Hiawatha. Set number 2, Hiawatha up 1-0, but Sabetha in charge here in set number two. They lead 10-5. What Blue Jays doing? They've been able to turn this thing around.
Well, they haven't had many errors. They seem to be playing with a little more rhythm. And I think defensively, they're getting a lot of touches at the net, just being able to keep the ball alive right now. A lot of good things for the Blue Jays in the second set.
Try to keep that going. Schmelzley will serve it away. Back to return is Morey. Set up by Delaney for Elfner. Partially blocked and out of bounds on the other side. Point for Hiawatha. Big for them to get a point right out of the break.
Yeah, it seems like timeouts in volleyball always come when you're struggling a bit, and you hope that it can be kind of a momentum changer and breaker. That time for Hiawatha, at least for one point, it was.
Both will send one over to the Hiawatha side. Fantastic dig by Grace Morey at the net. Hiawatha just has to send it over. Free ball opportunity for Sabetha. Both too high and too long. It rode up on her hand a little bit there, unable to get her hand or wrist down to put some spin on it, and it goes long, and Hiawatha back within three, two straight points, right out of the break. Service coming from Diller. Sending one up for Gruber. Blocked at the net, but down on the Hiawatha side. Those plays at the net that they haven't been able to win all day long, they're starting to win here in this set. They now lead 11-7. Big time momentum changing point there for the Blue Jay. And that's an ace for Alexia Hayden, as Bryn Williams didn't quite get down on that one.
That's like she gave up on it at the last minute, thinking that one of her teammates was calling for it or going to step in front. We'll see this team playing with a little frustration now. Right now, we'll see how they respond to some adversity.
And big time hit by Elfner. Pops up high in the air on the Hiawatha side. Another chance by Elfner, but once again, Sabetha ready for it. Thanks to the back line. Williams with the return. Chance for Simmons. She tips it blocked. And a fantastic dig by Hayden. Chance for both. But there to respond is Diller. Now winding up, and Simmons partially blocked and down and out of bounds. And no, it was not deflected. It is just out of bounds against Hiawatha. And it is now a 6-point lead, largest lead for the Blue Jays here in set number two.
Yeah, that height, that spike hit the net and then sailed about 15 feet and out of bounds wide right.
And Hayden puts one into the net. And once again, the Blue Jays have struggled with that. And their opponents, I believe, I don't know if Hiawatha has had any service errors. Here's a serve by Delaney. And not a great return, but Beth is able to get ready. And Gruber can't quite get enough height on that shot as it puts it into the net. And 13-9. A big couple points here for the Redhawks.
Talk about those air serves of Sabetha. Nothing has to drive a coach more crazy than an air serve when you're giving points away and the other team doesn't have to do anything.
And then right back, an ace for Hiawatha. Unable to get to it was Schmelzley. Delaney now trying to get Hiawatha within two. They can get a point right here. The back line. This one popped up high in the air. Schmelzley. And they're going to send a free ball over to Hiawatha. Chance for the Redhawks right here. Delaney sets one up for Simmons. She winds up and fires down the line and is out of bounds. Just missing. Missed opportunity for Hiawatha on the free ball.
Yeah, Blue Jays, much needed a point there. They had a big lead of 6 at 13-7, but it allowed the Redhawks to get three straight before getting the side out back here.
Both with the serve. Williams with the return. Delaney sets one up for Elfner and down for the kill. Can't quite get it. Was Bolt trying to dig that one out with one hand. Couldn't quite get down on it enough. And Hiawatha gets the ball right back. Elfner to serve now. 6-1 junior. Sends it away. Bolt, good job backing off as that one goes long. And that is the first service error of the match for the Redhawks. And to go ahead and come out, back in the game is Bryn Williams.
Yeah, Hiawatha uses that libero well. Bryn Williams is the libero, and it seems like she's always on the back row, right in the middle. You know, you can bring that libero in and out as much as you want, different positions. They got her right where they want her.
Reschke sends one down the line. That one is in this time. And Hiawatha gets it right back. And Hiawatha, they haven't had very many strings in this portion of the set where they're losing more than one point in a row. And that's crucial, as they were mentioned, as you mentioned, down by eight. Now they're only down by three. Service coming up by Simmons to the back line. That is going to be out again. That is the second service error in the last 3 points for Hiawatha.
They're not helping themselves trying to come from behind here in set number two.
So it'll be Hallie Scobie with the serve. And that one's into the net. Another service error.
Fatigue?
Possibly.
Contagious?
So it will be Swamley to serve now for Hiawatha. That one just barely gets over the net. to the high, excuse me, to the Sabetha side. Luker gets one, high riser down in front of Williams and tries to dig that one out. She cannot. And a kill. Once again by Luker. She will serve it now for Sabetha as they now lead 17-13. Back and forth we go here as we enter the latter portion of the second set. Hiawatha trying to put away this match after winning 25-15 in set number one. Sabetha trying to extend to a third set. Setting one up for Diller. Partially blocked. Fantastic pancake dive. Keep it alive for Sabetha. The back line, Williams. Tipped over. Poked up in the air, but out of bounds. Sabetha, fantastic pancake again. That was Aubrey Schmelzley. Thought I smelled something up here. Was a fantastic play.
Like a little peanut butter syrup with that?
Oh, man. Now you're speaking my language. Sabetha on the return. Sent over by both. Oh, fantastic job. Just kind of stabbing at it. Falling into it. Sends it down and right on that back line for the point. From about 3 feet beyond the attack line. Looks like she was shooting a layup with the way she put her hand up like that. That was fantastically done by the sophomore. Serve return by Williams of Hiawatha. And Elfner can't quite get it down. Good return by Schmelzley. Bolt sends it over. Good dig this time by Morey. From beyond the back line, Williams puts one too far. It's now 19-14 in favor of the Blue Jays.
Something Sabetha has done really well here in the second set is that, you know, anytime there's been a bit of adversity or Hiawatha's got a point or two in a row, Sabetha's always responded. They've not allowed a run by Hiawatha at all in this set.
Diller tries to get one down, but there ready for it was Schmelzley from beyond the attack line. Is Luker sending one over to Hiawatha's side? Redhawks an opportunity. Simmons, fantastic job moving to her right and getting it is Schmelzley. From about 8 feet beyond the attack line, Luker sends it over to Hiawatha's side. Diller now with a kill attempt. Nice dive and save by Luker to keep it alive. Bolts just sends it over to the Redhawks side. Tip up. Elfner deflected and out of bounds. A kill for the junior. And it's now 19-15.
One of the longest volleys we've had. And really, that was just good play by both teams. A lot of hustle and heart to keep the ball in play a few times before Hiawatha finally won a much-needed point.
It certainly was. So now they get the serve down by four. Serve by Diller. Sing this one up. And Bolt can't quite get it down for a kill, but Hiawatha can't get it over on the third try as Diller tried to stab at it, falling to her left. And it's now 20-15 in favor of Sabetha. Alexia Hayden, 5'8 junior to serve. And now it's JV ball towards into the varsity court. So now we are ready for this point, 36th point of the set. That is up. And Simmons gets blocked at the net by Hallie Scobie, the 5'7 senior. Another point for Sabetha. And Coach Stephen Morgan wants to talk things over once again, their second timeout of the set. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractant. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
This is Kansaland Country.
21-15, Sabetha leads Hiawatha, trying to extend to a third set. Big point coming up here out of the break. It'll be Alexia Hayden serving for the Blue Jays. And making the return is Morey for Hiawatha, setting it up for Elsner, partially deflected. Sabetha with it on their side. Now a chance for Scobie. Sends it over to Hiawatha, so I can't quite get it down. Diller from beyond the attack line, off the net, but saved by the Blue Jays. And Bolt tries to stab one into the other side. It goes to the net, and a big point for the Redhawks out of the break.
Yeah, last time they used a timeout, they got a couple points, but they definitely use that here if they're not wanting to go to a third set against the Blue Jays in this match.
Delaney with the serve. Schmelzley on the return. This is set up by Hayden. He on the attack line. Lukert sends one over the Hiawatha side. Nice dig by Diller. And Simmons sends it over to Sabetha's side. And for Bolt, blocked back to Sabetha. Oh, over the net, blocked over to the Hiawatha side. We keep playing. Free ball sent over to Sabetha, but it goes in the middle of the court. And Delaney, I don't think she was expecting to get a point there. Campfire, nobody's able to get that one. It's now 21-17.
to Hiawatha Point out of the timeout. Second time that's happened.
Oh, that one goes out of bounds. That's going to be a service error. And
between the legs.
Yeah, Schmelzley going to her right. Like you said, in between her legs.
Straddling it to avoid contact with the volleyball. Coach Stevie laughing.
That was fantastic. And a big point, too. Both with the serve. Return is by Williams. Setting one up for Elsner. Blocked at the net by Lukert. Going up and blocking the 6'1 junior. And the senior makes it 23-17.
Now, Mary Lukert at 5'8 felt really good after getting that stuff against the girl about 5 inches taller.
No question. Both with the serve. Again, Williams with the return. Too far and ducked down by Gruber. Easiest point Sabetha's going to get all day. And it's set point number one for the Blue Jays. It's 24-17. Looking very good for Sabetha's chance to extend this to a third set. Served by Bolt. Williams again. Too strong on the return. Dug down by Gruber again. And that is how it's going to end here in this second set. 25-17 in favor of the Blue Jays. We'll send it to a break once again for a couple minutes. Come back with set number three, Big 7 Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
This is Kansas Land Country.
Set number three about to get underway. Jared Sluppy alongside Justin Fluke. Big 7 Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 1-1. Hiawatha winning the first set 25-16. Sabetha winning 25-17. Now your thoughts on the second set.
I just thought Sabetha was in control. Jumped out 5-2, led 10-5, 13-7. Didn't allow Hiawatha to get on any kind of run. I don't think the Redhawks ever scored more than about 3 points. Sabetha made some hay when Abby Elfner wasn't on the front row for the Redhawks. Sabetha was able to limit, I felt like, the errors and just be real active, I felt like, at the net, too. So, big win for Sabetha to give them a chance. You know, this Hiawatha team only has one league loss all year, and that was to the Sabetha team back on September the 10th. So, they're trying to avenge their only league loss of the year. Hiawatha trying to stay in contention, needing a third set win here to stay on pace with Nemaha Central, whom they've yet to face in a Big 7 play so far this actually, they faced them just once this season.
As for Sabetha, a win guarantees them at least a tie for third in the Big 7 standing. 8 wins would do it against just a tie, since Fulton still has 3 matches left to go. As we're back underway with set number 3, tip over by Elsner, and nobody's going to be able to reach that ball but her. She tips it down for a kill. Using that wingspan, able to get that ball up at its peak and knock it down where nobody was. Ziller to serve. Turn is by Scobie. Step backwards. And there for it. Ready in the back line was Williams. And again, Elfner, 2 for 2 on kills. And Hiawatha quickly up 2-0. And looks like the Red Hawks are back to playing their best form right now.
The best of playing their fifth set all here in the last couple hours today.
Chance for Bolt to the back line. Williams ready for it. Set is up and tipped down. And a fantastic stab by Bolt back over the Hiawatha side. Another chance and a fantastic dig keeping alive by Luker, but it's down for a kill. Yet again, 3 for 3, Abby Elfner.
Yeah, she's pretty darn good when Hiawatha can get the ball set up to her. You got a better chance to score.
And Hiawatha with their third service error of the day, as that one goes too strong. They had two in that second set. They were almost simultaneous. And Sabetha with their first point. Much needed one at that. It's 3-1. Bolts the serve. Williams, middle of the court with the return. Backwards set by Delaney. And it's 4 for 4 for Abby Elfner.
This time going across the body.
Sorry, yeah, she's just kind of taking over. A one-woman wrecking crew right now. We did Hiawatha to the early advantage.
And that was one thing that Hiawatha was unable to do last set. Able to get her into rhythm. They've done so here in the third set so far. Return by Schmelzley, putting one up for Lukert. Nice dig by Williams, but it goes out of bounds. And Sabetha with their second point of the set in 4-2. Bluebird is served. The 5'10 senior, right number 6 for the Blue Jays. Watching on our website, Sabetha at the bottom of your screen. And the Grays, Hiawatha at the top of your screen in pink. Barely grazing over the net. It goes too far over the net, and an easy tip down for a kill for Schmelzley.
Well, Sabetha's got at least two of their 3 points here when Hiawatha's kind of accidentally bumped it over the net, not meaning to, early in their possession.
Gotta be more careful on these returns, as they'll have another opportunity to redeem themselves here. Turned by Williams. This one goes to Delaney. And Elfner tips one down. That is number 5 for Abby Elfner.
How do you spin that? I mean, you know, power kill, and then you set up for the power return or go for the block, and she just kind of taps and dinks it right over.
And she will serve and be on the back line now, fortunately for Sabetha, and that's a kill for Lukert. But answering your question, how do you defend that, maybe not have two blockers go up and try to block it, maybe have one be up there, maybe have one back and try to be more on the defensive, because there's, like you said, there's no way they're going to be able to actually block it. Sabetha now only trails by 1 despite it all. 5-4 here in set number 3. Return the backside by Diller. Running up and too strong. No, it's down for Reschke. I don't know how I missed that one right in front of me, but Hiawatha now up 6-4.
I don't know. I think, Jared, you had the bird's eye view. The official on the floor, the line judge, might have been closer, but I kind of thought that was out too.
Simmons now to serve for the Red Hawks. Turn is by Bolt, a little bit of a knuckler, not a whole lot of spin. Lukert, chance to get a dig, but a nice dig by Williams. There'll be a free ball sent over by Simmons. Send this one up quickly for Schmelzley. Gets it down for a kill for Sabetha. Now 6-5. Chance for the Blue Jays to tie it back up here in this final set. Service kind of off the side of her hand, but it goes to the Hiawatha side. Chance for Diller. Can't quite get it down. Sabetha ready for it. Bolt. 8-8. Simmons with the return. Diller down the side. Was it blocked? No, it was not. Out of bounds. And Sabetha ties it up 6-6. Very close to being partially deflected, but they're going to say that Sabetha didn't touch it. Turned by Williams along the far side. Backward set by Delaney. Setting up. And an opportunity for Twomley. Can't quite get it down. Sabetha sends it back over. Delaney to Diller. Back line. Returned by Duryea. Pops it high into the air. Bolts from right in front of the attack line. Sends it to Hiawatha. Diller again. Another opportunity. That's blocked down. Good job that time by both Alexia Hayden and Aubrey Schmelzley there to block that one. And Sabetha with her first point of this third set.
What a great job by the Blue Jays, too. Hiawatha jumped up 4-1. It was all Abby Elfner, 4-1 Hiawatha led. And Sabetha worked so hard to come back and take a 7-6 lead, only to serve it right into the net.
And it's a poor hit that time. It was right into the middle of the net. So now on the serve will be Grace Morey. to the middle. Return by Scobie. Backwards set by Hayden. And fantastic dive to her right by Grace Moore to keep it alive for Hiawatha. But a free ball set over. Is it down? No, it is not. Out of bounds. A little too aggressive on just trying to put that free ball in play. There's a hug in the corner. And it doesn't pay off. So Hiawatha now trails 8-7 here in set number 3. Working from the near side now on the serve is Aubrey Schmelzley. Backside, Simmons. Tipping it up is Diller over to the Svetha side. Bolts will get a try above the defenders and down for a kill.
You can certainly see the potential there. I mean, she's been off and on a little bit tonight, but Aaron Bolt, as just a sophomore with some height, you can see that potential on some of her hits for sure.
Absolutely. Simmons on the return to the middle. Delaney setting up for Diller. Blocked. Kept alive, though. Big job by Gruber, and Bolt sends it over to the Redhawks' side. Delaney to Diller again, tipped and down, a fantastic dig to keep it alive, that time by Scobie. Hiawatha now, Simmons right at the attack line, too strong out of bounds, and Svetha awarded for their hustle that play, and they now lead by 3.
Coach Beebe still hasn't used a timeout of this match. Hiawatha's called a couple, both of them during that second set when they lost.
Just grazing the net on that serve, but gets down to the Hiawatha side, and Gruber dunks it down on the miss hit over. I'm not quite sure what the motion is here with the officials and Coach Stephen Morgan, but she's not happy about something here. I think maybe she thought that somebody from Svetha maybe have touched the net, but she's not going to win this argument. It's 11-7.
Or was she thinking maybe it was like a carry of the ball, you know, or every when you try that.
Definitely possible as Svetha gets the ball back after the service by the Blue Jays. Bolt gets one down, falling to her left, hitting it with her right in the middle of the floor, right at the attack line. And Hiawatha unable to get it. It's now a 5-point lead for Svetha. And now Schmelzley will serve it. Simmons on the return. Delaney for Diller. Hit up in the air by Scobie. Backwards hit by Hayden. And Gruber can't quite get it down. Good job keeping it alive by Delaney. Over to Svetha now. And pass to Holt. Way too high by Hayden that time. Tried to get it at the pinnacle of her vertical, but again, just overshot it by a hair. It's now 12-8. Big point for Hiawatha. They now have the serve.
I always feel like centers are underrated. If you think about how many times they touch the ball compared to most everybody else, I mean, that second hit, it's always got to be theirs no matter where it's at.
It was there that time by Hayden, and keeping it alive somehow was Hiawatha briefly. But Svetha gets the point. Good job by, once again, it was Bolt. Able to send it down for the point. She has been special these last two sets. Turn by Simmons, keeping it alive, and Elfner gets it back over to Blue Jays' side. Gruber from the middle of the court to a diving Morey, keeps it alive. Elfner is blocked at the net, but it falls to Svetha. Sending it over to Scobie. To dig by Williams. Now Diller blocked by the net. Another point for Svetha. 14-8 here in this third set. Hiawatha winning that first set 25-16. Since then, it's been all Svetha. 25-17 last set, and here they lead by 6, 14-8.
Looks like it's been really good at the net for Svetha's Jessica Gruber. Getting a piece of it, getting a block, and then keeping it alive.
Elfner couldn't quite get one down. Svetha sends it over. Delaney keeps it alive, and Simmons sends it over to Svetha's side. Hayden pops up in the air, trying to make a play, and can't hit it over. Well, it was Schmelzy that time, but just hustled by Hayden. She quite do the impossible, keeping that play alive. 14-9 now our score. Redhawks to serve. And it'll be Sutton Diller. To the far side, returned by Schmelzy, and pops up in the air, and they miss it. Hiawatha gets the point.
Not a time to be having some miscommunications and errors, as the setter a couple times is misfired where she kind of expected or wanted her attacker to be.
And Hiawatha getting a lot of their points off of misplays from Svetha. I'm sure the Redhawks would like some kills here and some things done on their end. Return clean by Svetha. They lead by 4. Return from, rather, dig by Williams. Dunked down by Elfner. Get her going again. She had the first 5 points of this set. That's her first since then. It's now 14-11. Now a 3-point set.
Yeah, I think Coach Stephen Morgan's showing a lot of confidence in her team. I mean, they were down by as many as 7 here in this set, third set, and never called a timeout, never panicked, letting her girls fight through it.
River sends it over to the Hiawatha side after the Red Hawks serve, tipping up for Elfner again and gets it down, her seventh kill of the set. It's 14-12. Here come the Red Hawks.
It's 14-8. They've rattled off four consecutive points now. Got Elfner right in the middle on that front row, a position that the Red Hawks have been really good at here today.
Dillard with the serve, and will be Bolt sends it over to the Hiawatha side, and Elfner again, nice dig. And it'll actually be a violation against Sabetha. So yet another point for the Red Hawks. Make it five straight now. It's 14-13.
The Gruber was touching the net there, I guess, going for a block against Elfner. And all of a sudden, the Red Hawks are a point away from tying this thing back up.
Trying to stop her somehow, some way. Sabetha's not been able to do it this set. Here's a block from Hiawatha. Goes to their side. They'll have an opportunity with Elfner. It's blocked in, out of bounds. So a point goes once again to Hiawatha. They do get a hand on it, but as mentioned, it goes out of bounds. Too strong on the rejection, and head coach Abby Stevie with the timeout. We are tied 14-14. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
This is Kansasland Country.
14-14 our score in our final set between Hiawatha and Sabetha. And back and forth, Hiawatha's been able to run off the points.
Yeah, they have. Good job. Never panicked. The coach never panicked. Just kept fighting, keeping the ball alive several times. And boy, Abby Elfner has been key, certainly, here in this third set. Got him off to a 4-1 start. They fell down by 7, but now they battle back to tie it here at 14.
Off of Coach Stevie's timeout for Sabetha, they return this one. Back pat by Hayden, and Bolt sends it over. Now chance for Elfner again. Hits the net and goes over and lands down. Another kill by Abby Elfner. To say she's on a tear would be an understatement, as Diller with another serve coming. Turned by Lukert. Popped up in the air once again by Hayden and sent over to the Hiawatha side. Now Simmons partially deflected the net. Gets over to Sabetha. And Luker from beyond the attack line sends it over to the Red Hawks. Elfner got it down again for a kill, this time going towards the back portion of the court instead of going straight down like she's been doing. And it works. And it's now 16-14 Hiawatha. What a run this has been.
Yeah, they just have the Blue Jays on their heels and kind of out of sync, second guessing everything right now.
And speaking of, an ace for the Red Hawks is Diller. Puts it over Bolt, who tried to pop it up into the air.
So Sabetha was ahead 14-8, Jared. This is a 9-0 Red Hawk run.
Return by Scobie, set up by Hayden. Back to Scobie. She'll try, and that one returned by Williams. Just tipping it over on the second try is Delaney for Hiawatha, who is ready for it, and down for a kill. That was Gruber breaking the 9-0 run. Trying to shift some things, and a big point for the Blue Jays as they now trail by just two. Bolt's on the service. You know the court for Williams, as she calls it. He goes too far, but tipped over by Delaney. Good heads-up play by the Red Hawks. Morey on the return. Set up by Delaney. Diller puts it into the net. Another point for Sabetha. 17-16 now our score, set in three.
Everybody getting their money's worth on this one, right?
Absolutely. We still got one more match coming up after this one. It'll be Hiawatha in Holton. Williams on the return, set up by Delaney for Elfner, and down on the far side in the middle of the court, and it's now 18-16.
It's like Abby Elfner decided that she had just had enough and got a great set that time. Josie Delaney, I know she was recognized here earlier this season for setting a set record and a phenomenal career, and that time Elfner got all of it on the kill.
And Bolt tries to set it to the back corner. Williams is ready for it. Back pedaling. Diller clips the net, but it goes to the Sabetha side. Lukert gets it back after on the return and gets its kill on the back near side. And hit points for Kazetha, now 18-17. Blue Jays trying to pick up some of that momentum that they lost in that 9-0 run, and they started out hot. And it was 14-8 at one point. Favor of Blue Jays. Nice serve, and that's going to be an ace. Unable to return at that time for the Redhawks was Sutton Diller. Pops off to the side of her arm and trying to rally to get it back is Swamley, unable to do so, and we are tied 18-18. 4-4 out of the break. Almost got the timeout. Set up, Delaney puts it down by Elfner, just tips it over a couple of Blue Jay blockers and gets it down. She's done that a few times as well. It's not just these big wind-up and swings. She's been able to just tip it up, get them down. She will serve it here. Middle of the court, returned by Bolt. Nice tip at the net, and touching the net was, I believe that was, Lukert who touched the net. It was 20-18, Hiawatha. Another serve coming up from Abby Elfner. Hard to believe that she's just a junior. 6'7" opponents will have to play her for a full another season. Scobie gets it to Elfner on the back line. A wind-up and a swing by Williams. That's returned by the Blue Jay. Set up by Duryea. Back to Scobie. That one returned by the Redhawks. Set down by Reschke. That one's down for a kill. Just tipped it up and over the net. Again, over just a couple of blockers. In this set, think more about those little tips. At least these last few points. Hiawatha now up by three. Elfner on the serve. Return is clean by Bolt. From the second hit is over by Hayden. Delaney sucks one up, and that one is partially deflected, and Plumlee gets the kill.
Tied at 18 just a little bit ago, and another little 4-0 spurt here by the Redhawks, taking control late in the decisive set number three.
Elfner serves it to the far side. Duryea to Hayden, tipped over by Scobie. Elfner gets it to Delaney, and Williams winds up. That one's blocked and down for another kill. Maddie Simmons. 5-6 sophomore. That one. 5-0 run now. Just 2 points away from putting this match away. Turn clean by both. Set up by Hayden. And that one down for a kill. This time by Mary Luker, needing that one big time as they are able to get the best player back involved.
Yeah, great leader, too. I noticed a couple times when Hiawatha was running, Mary's out there trying to encourage and cheer a team on. It's always interesting to watch your leaders out on the court during some of these big momentum swings and how you keep your team in check.
Simmons winds up, and that one is out of bounds. Just barely missing on that try. It's now 23-20. It's now a couple mistakes by the Redhawks. A little bit too aggressive that time.
The good thing about volleyball, I mean, you mess up, you're going to get another opportunity pretty darn quick to avenge that.
Absolutely. You're going to have a
short memory.
Short memory, yes, indeed. And a dive, and unable to get it was Scobie. And it's match point for Hiawatha. Simmons on the serve. Now a timeout will be called by Coach Stevie. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Just another reminder, it will be Holton and Hiawatha coming up next. What are some of your thoughts of possibly a really fun matchup coming up after this one?
Yeah, I think it should be a good one. I always think it's interesting, you know, when you have a team playing back-to-back versus a team that played. Obviously, Holton came out great. They really kind of dominated Sabeth earlier, winning 25-17, 25-16. We're also going to have a bit of an extra break before that match as they're going to do the senior night and some pink out special activities. But, you know, I think Holton will have to come out with their A game. They'll need to come out focused and motivated like they were against Sabetha to give themselves a chance against the Redhawks that are about to improve their Big 7 league record here, it looks like, tonight.
Yeah, Cora Miller will definitely have to use some of her magic against Abby Elfner during that, rather in the middle. That'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait for that one. Here we go. 24-20 match point, excuse me. And Sabetha keeps it alive. They'll send the ball over to Hiawatha's way. And Diller tips it, but there ready for it was Luker. And Luker will now try to get one. Of course, she blocked, and it's out of bounds. Staying alive are the Blue Jays. It's 24-21. Luker now with the serve.
1 point at a time, right?
Absolutely. Simmons will return it. In the air, Delaney. Diller, nice stab to keep it alive. And on top of the antenna. And that is how this one comes to a close. Hiawatha wins. Final score, 25-16, 17-25, 25-21. So Sabetha will go 0-2 in this triangular, and they will fall to 7-6 in the play, 17-14 overall. As for Hiawatha, for the time being, they are now tied atop the Big 7 with Nemaha Central at 10-1, and they improved to 22-5 on the regular season. We'll go and take a break. We'll come back in just a few minutes to wrap this one up and get you ready for your final match in just a few minutes. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief,